This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Atatula in for Kevin and Corey with Mike Bassick and Alec Medford here with you, hanging out all the way till 2 p.m. Obviously, All-Star game is happening tonight. Super excited to be out for that. We were there, all three of us, for the Home Run Derby yesterday, and what a blast. At noon, we'll talk about the format. Did it work, and maybe what changes would you like to see? I know Jared put out an interesting tweet that I'm looking to get your thoughts on, Mike. On the text line, 877-881-1053, someone asked, I heard Mike yesterday talking about the All-Star Village. You know, when does it close? I want to know. And so I texted them back, but I figured let's let the people know, because both Alec and Mike are just big proponents of getting to the All-Star Village. Today is the last day if you would like to go and experience it. It's open now. It started at 10, and it'll close at 6. So you have just a few hours if you would like to get out there and, you know, experience what is a really fun, unique experience in a sports fan's life here in the DFW.
It's only $10. It is huge. It's the whole ballpark. It's Choctaw Stadium or the ballpark in Arlington, whichever one you want to call it. It's all of that. Plus, you walk over to the esports, and it's all of esports over there. Yesterday, just to give you an example, I got over there. By the time I got into the building, it was a little over 4:30. Talking on the stage, like, you could ask questions to Carlos Baerga and Vinny Castilla were on the stage for 30 minutes where they had a person interviewing them, but then they would go to the audience and be like, do you guys have any questions for former All-Stars Carlos Baerga and Vinny Castilla? And that happens all day. Like, right now, there's a former player right now that is up on stage for 30 minutes where they interview him, and then they go to the audience and you can ask that player any questions that you want to ask. They have a place where I think it's hunt auctions, I believe. Okay. They have all these unbelievable auction items that are there that are actually getting auctioned, and Alec talked about this. They're actually getting auctioned there. They're taking them out of the case, and if you want it while you were there, I believe you're just getting the item. Like, here's the item. We documented that you got the item. You're good to go. They have a whole esports place where they have, I'm going to guess, 20 to 30 television set up so you can play MLB The Show. They have virtual cages set up, about 6 or 8 cages where you can put on the virtual glasses and you can do Home Run Derby yourself.
Oh, nice, yeah.
They have places where there's people doing art, live art. There's obviously the concessions and everything there. So there's autographs where you can go get autographs. So there's a whole bunch of things in that esports area that you can do. Plus, at the ballpark, there's a whole bunch of things. I get it. It's going to be really hot. Doing outside in the ballpark is going to be a little bit tough. They have fans set up. They have free water set up there. So they try to make it. They get it. They know how hot it is. But you can do a whole bunch of things there. Wiffle ball, batting cages, stuff like that in the old ballpark, Choctaw Stadium.
Yeah, seen a lot of fun pictures. I understand people got jobs, but the All-Star game, the Midsummer Classic, is actually happening tonight later. And so I imagine that they didn't want necessarily that to overlap. But still, if you're available today up till 6 p.m., All-Star Village is still rocking. But Mike, this gentleman did something very interesting that I think I'd like to get your opinion on. Cut number 11.
Shot clock at 8. Hart brings it left wing. Neesmith guarding him. Brunson pops back out. 4 seconds to shoot. Brunson fires a 3. Knocks it down over Nembhard. Knicks trail 109-107.
So Jalen Brunson, obviously we're familiar with him. He is a New York Knick now after spending his time here, and he's really developed into a star player beyond what I personally expected him capable of doing. However, he had an opportunity to really break the bank and get one of those big, big time nine-figure extensions over the weekend. We found out that he wasn't going to quite do that. The extension that he signed will pay him $156.5 million over 4 years with $113 million guaranteed. $113 million guaranteed less than what he could have received if he had waited until free agency, which I think a lot of players do nowadays. And so, like, that is, you compare, I mean, $156 million is the total value of the contract. He basically took almost what feels like half of what he could have gotten if he had just waited another year and maximized his earning potential. And funny enough, yesterday we found out that, according to Mark Stein, seems like Mikal Bridges, who just got traded there, is likely to do something similar and take a, quote, team-friendly extension with the Knicks to give the team more flexibility.
Man, Villanova.
Yeah, the Villanova guys, apparently, I don't know, did they not teach?
Yeah, they didn't take business
class.
Yeah,
no economics classes, I guess, at Villanova. But, I mean, jokes aside, this is something that we saw here locally with Dirk Nowitzki kind of giving some money back to the Mavericks to help them get some things done.
And the question, I do think Dirk somewhat regrets that now.
That's the question I was going to ask. Do you like these moves from players like this? Because obviously locally, I think that's one of the things that people love Dirk for.
Yeah.
Like obviously the personality, he was here for 21 seasons, a fantastic player, all those things. But also the idea that he was so bought in that he was like, I'm not going to maximize what I can get. I'm going to give something back to maybe make the team better. And unfortunately, I don't think that that worked in his benefit for the team necessarily.
Right.
But and now seeing it for another team and knowing that the Knicks are going to be able to, the rich are going to get richer in that way because they have a player that's willing to give that money back. Do you like that with the perspective now?
If you're the organization, you love it.
Sure.
Because they were going to pay, as long as Jalen Brunson didn't get hurt, they were going to pay him that money. They were going to give him the full max that you had to give. It's interesting when players do this. I get in the moment doing it. I mean, companies love it.
Yeah.
They think it's the greatest thing ever. But will the Knicks be able to take advantage of that? They still are. It's not like they're ever going to be under the cap while Jalen Brunson's under this contract. Now it just kind of keeps them under second apron, probably for sure, where if you get to, I'm not even going to try to explain it because I'm not sure I even understand it.
Well, at the very least, when you get over the second apron, that's when the new rules kind of make it so that you can lose draft picks and you can not, it's not as easy to maneuver. And so you go from just the owner spends extra money to now this actually hampers the way that you can build your team.
Yeah, so I think that what this does is it helps them never get to that point as an organization by saving this much money per year. And then when you have close friendships the way that he does, because literally it is the national champion Villanova guys. Why am I forgetting Villanova?
Wildcats.
Wildcats.
Because it's a generic nickname.
Yeah, is those guys are willing to sacrifice for each other, it looks like, or it seems like, to help out the situation with the Knicks. So, yeah, I think from a standpoint, if you're a fan of the Knicks, you love it because he's showing a real, like, he's a real fan of the Knicks to do this because $119 million. Holy cow. Like, it's not like a $3 million a year thing, which is still a lot. He's taking a huge cut per year in this. Now, I get his former agent is the general manager.
Yeah,
there might be a close enough relationship there where, hey, when it's over, under the table, you'll be a special assistant to the general manager for the rest of your career. Even if I'm not here, I made sure that, is it Dolan who's the owner there? Who's the
James Dolan.
Yeah, is that even after this is over, we're going to give you a 10-year contract at $1 million a year to be a special assistant to the general manager. So yeah, it's not making up for all of that, but when your career's over, you're going to be making $1 million a year for just being a former New York Knick. I think those things happen under the table, behind closed doors, to make sure, like, hey, we're going to take care of you the rest of your life. Not, we can't make up the $119 million, but if you help us out here, you'll be a Knick for life.
And then there's also always the thought, and it feels wild when you're not dealing with millions transferring with your employer, but what's the difference between 153 and, you know, 200 and something? Is that mere 100 and something million dollars? And I know that sounds wild. It's like a mere 100 and something million, but is his quality of life actually going to change with that difference in money? And I do wonder, like, has the money just gotten so big where these numbers are big and I understand that they're like kind of proxies for respect depending on how much money you can extract? But at some level, especially when you have the endorsements that he has, like he's a Nike guy, American Express, Bose, Delta, apparently he has endorsements with, did not realize that, and much more. Like, does it just become the money is nice, but it does not matter nearly as much as making sure that I'm on a team that's good and capable? And so that's a cool thing. But the thing that I wonder about is when you have players that are willing to do this, it's great for the team and the individual. How good is it for the league? Because the rules are put in place in theory. Obviously, a lot of it is to help the owners' pockets, but in theory, it's also to help kind of increase parity. That's one of the things that we talk about a lot is, well, the NFL is a salary cap league because it pushes that talent around. But if you have people kind of circumventing some of the mechanisms of it, aren't you then in some ways pulling away from the parity of the league? And then is that something that fans should want?
For the guys to get the most they can so that you don't have advantages in certain cities. Yes, but I do think this will be rare.
Okay.
And I don't think it's going to help out the Knicks as much as we think that it potentially could.
Mm-hmm.
I get the aprons. I get the second apron, and this helps them out tremendously with that. But I don't think all of a sudden... It's still going to be tough after all the assets they gave to Brooklyn to get Mikal Bridges, what they've done. They're a little bit stuck with that team. Now, they can trade players. They can trade Julius Randle and somebody else to maybe get another star in there, and they can do that and keep under the second apron. So I'm not saying that there's no ability to do other things, but it's not like next year you're going to be like, how did the Knicks get $30 million under the cap?
Right.
Like, that's not going to happen. So it's interesting. The way that Jalen Brunson at least played the situation here at the end of 22.
That's exactly where I wanted to go.
It is different. Like, it was definitely about the dollars, 100% about the dollars. And then I get the New York Knicks, where his father played, who he grew up rooting for, all this stuff. But, man, it was a lot about money because I can only take his word. Jalen's word is if the Mavs would have offered like a $30 million a year contract, 4 for $120 million,
yeah,
he would have stayed with the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks, from what we understand, didn't want to go over 20. Like, that was their maximum. Like, we'll do 4 for $80 million. We're not getting close to 4 for $120 million. And that's what he wanted at the end of that playoff run.
Right.
And because he knew the Mavs weren't getting close to that number, he just was like, I'm already going to the Knicks because you guys aren't even in the same category.
And that's I find that to be amazing because it seemed like at one point the dollar amount in some ways, and maybe it's just the respect of put some respect on my name and know that I'm valuable. Maybe that's right. What it was. But the dollar amounts mattered at some point. Is this more just like a I'm so happy with the Knicks thing that now I'm willing to put that aside? Because like, hey, this would have been very helpful if that was the perspective that he had a few years ago when it came to remaining with the Mavericks.
To your point, I don't think Mark Cuban is in general a bad boss. And I do think he treats his players with love and respect.
Yes.
But I do think you can do certain things over time that a boss doesn't even understand what they're doing to go, I don't feel respected here mm-hmm. anymore. I don't feel valued anymore. And from an aspect of from the Maverick standpoint on this situation is – Jalen Brunson wasn't that good against the Clippers in the playoffs. He just wasn't. Nicholas Batum was able to shut him down. So going into 2022, I never thought Jalen Brunson was going to be a top 20 player in the NBA. It wasn't even going to come close. In fact, I was like, dude, is he even a top 20 point guard in the NBA? I remember having that conversation at the end of 21 going, hey, let's start listing the point guards in the NBA, and you tell me when Jalen Brunson is better than this guy. And you got to about 20 until you're like, maybe. Like, okay, we've gotten through about 19 of the starting guys, and we understand he's not a starter here because of Luka, this and that. And he elevated himself from being somewhere between 20 and 30 in point guard rankings at the end of 21 to now at the end of the 2024 season and playoffs, you're like, well, he's definitely a top 10 point guard. Now you have to just decide, where is he? Is he like number 4? Is he number 8? Where is he in your rankings?
Yeah.
And it's all opinionated. But that's what he's done with his career. But here he felt like, hey, throughout this 2021-22 season and we make a run to the conference finals, you guys didn't treat me with the same respect that I believed I earned. And because of that, I'm more leaning towards going to an organization that seems to think the way that I think of myself.
Yeah, I guess salute to Jalen Brunson and his willingness to take a little less money. But yeah, a wild thought for me when I saw that this weekend that he was willing to do that, when a couple years ago that would have helped the Mavs greatly. But I mean, look, the Mavs have found a way to recover. They end up getting Kyrie Irving. And of course, this offseason, they add Klay Thompson in the NBA Finals. All things still looking up for your Dallas Mavericks.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.